Welcome, welcome, lovely ladies. So let's just recap. We've already run through an optimal fertility routine and something that you can change. It's something that you can either do daily or weekly or monthly. So once a month, you'll do an extended one, or once a week, you'll do an extended one, and then your daily ones are quite short. How are you guys going with integrating that?
Slow. Can I have some comments? I find that when I have a setback in my life, I revert to horrible habits, and it takes me up to 2 weeks to get back to things. And I'm trying to say to see if there's a way to reduce that time, because it's like a long time to get back to being healthy.
Yeah. Okay. What I want you to do, this is really important for everybody. When you feel that you're wanting to go off on a tangent, and I get it, you know, it runs through my head every single morning. Can I be bothered body brushing right now before I start getting dressed? And it's like, you need to force yourself. And if you don't, then that's fine. Sometimes you just need to be kind and say, not a problem. But if you notice this is happening day after day, you're not doing your detoxing and this and that, you really need to focus on meditating. Take some time out and just go, what is going on? How am I feeling right now? What am I trying to avoid? Why am I trying to punish myself? Ask yourself these questions and just be still, and the answers will come. We are incredibly intuitive. So all you need to do is ground yourself. Now, I find the easiest thing to ground yourself is call upon Archangel Michael and ask or command, ground me into the core of Mother Earth, connect me to her energy. When you're grounded, you are present, you are focused, there are no future thoughts, no past thoughts. So it's the most powerful place to be. So you feel heavy. You can use your breath to help to ground you. You can feel the weight of your body sinking down into your feet or into your sitting bones. Just feel the release, feel the grounding, have the intention. No future thoughts, no past thoughts, and just allow Mother Earth to hold you, to support you. And then I ask Archangel Michael, disconnect from energy cordings and codings that no longer serve my highest good. Or to make it really simple, I just say, ground me and disconnect me from my thoughts, my other thoughts. I just want to be present. You know, and there are many reasons why we have other thoughts running around in our heads. You know, we have energetic dynamics, for example, with our loved ones. Or just close friends. So if someone says something to you, then it can be drawing your energy, it can be taking your energy, like they can hook into you. When you're literally offloading onto someone, you feel lighter because they've taken this information on. So that's why it's good to just command, I just am completely present in the here and the now moment. Well, keep it really simple. You know what the intention is, and your words can just be, ground me and disconnect me now. Because when we go through those self-sabotage cycles, it's you're only self-sabotaging because there's an underlying emotion that you're running away from, that you're not wanting to address. So take the time in your meditation and ask your body, ask your inner self, your ego, what's up? What are you running away from? And this can happen, like if we stop being healthy with our food, we decide to eat crappy food because we're feeling like crap, so we want to match that vibration. And you can ask yourself, like when you're in the middle of eating it, if you remember, you don't have to change, you can just enjoy what you're eating and just say, what am I really hungry for? Because it's not this crap food that I'm eating. This crap food makes me feel good on one level, which is what I'm striving for. You know, on that note, women, when we're stressed, our dopamine levels drop. And the fastest thing to pick our dopamine levels up, sugary carbohydrates. So that would be your natural go-to when you're feeling flat. So just be kind to yourself and just allow yourself to play out what you're playing out. Obviously, you don't want to do it, like you say, for days and days and days on end, but just enjoy it for the moment and then consciously ask, what am I really hungry for? Why am I really stressed? What am I really wanting to deal with here? You will have the answers within. You just need to show up and get into that meditative state. And again, you can always apply the sitting with my emotions Buddhist meditation technique. Super simple. Just scan the body. What am I feeling right now? How do I know I'm feeling it? Where am I feeling it? Then it's okay to feel it. Hold that emotion, whatever that may be. It's okay to feel this right now. It's totally fine. And it will dissolve within 30 to 90 seconds. So that's the power. Then you just move on to the next layer and the next layer until you feel peace. Peace is that beautiful transitional emotion to push you back up into that, or to pull you, I should say, back up into that ease and grace, that high vibration that you need to constantly be in thrive mode and to be connecting to baby spirit. So peace is the optimal one that I like to go for when I'm transitioning from something low.
Hi, Fiona.
Hey.
I have been struggling to get into a routine. I mean, I actually feel okay, to be honest with you. I just don't know why I've been struggling with a routine. I'm not sure whether it's because I'm all over the place with my working hours. Every time I seem to sort of get there, something's thrown, a spanner's thrown in the works. Like, well, our cars were both wrote off. Did I tell you about that?
Not the new cars, the old cars.
Old cars, no, a while ago. But since then, there's always been something to do. Like, I've had to go over my dad's and get the other car scrapped, and I don't seem to have any routine. I mean, I'm hoping now, yesterday was the last day of all of that, and so now I can get back into it as such. But since then, because everything was all over the place, although I still feel okay, because things are upgraded, there has been a couple of things that have been popping up for me, in particular in and around, it has popped up before, and I was asking yesterday, why is this popping up again, and it was about like the baby souls. So because I feel like I have done quite a lot of work, although it's been a little unstructured the last month, I do remember what you've said in the past, and I am trying to remember those thoughts. But it's sort of going back to like somebody that I knew that was very close that didn't ever want children, but they fell pregnant. They wasn't even with the partner, and they didn't even want to be together. It was just a bit of fun, and they fell pregnant. They chose not to have the baby, which is, I'm not judging, that was their choice. And I just was trying to work out, well, how come a baby soul wanted to come to them, but yet a baby soul doesn't want to come to me and my partner? And yeah, so that has been coming up.
Mm-hmm. Good question.
I know what you say, and I know that maybe that baby needed to come down to have that experience with them.
Yeah.
But I'm still struggling with, why doesn't my baby soul want to come down to me yet? So that's what's coming up for me.
Okay, perfect question. Yes, you already know the answer. That covenant with that woman, that friend of yours, who had a really fun time, brought in this baby soul, decided it wasn't for them. Obviously, they have a pact. They obviously have that connection where pre that, they had said that they were not going to give this baby life, okay? So you don't have that pact. You want to give your baby a life, okay? And there are reasons why miscarriages happen and people choose to abort, because it can also be free will. The baby's free will for this lifetime, and the mother's free will as well. So again, they might've just changed their mind and said, like your friend might've had this baby that was due for them to be birthed, but they've changed their mind. They've got free will. Everyone's got free will. So again, like you say, no judgment, but they're the two reasons. Maybe it was a soul contract prior, or free will to change. So why is it not coming to you yet? The answer lies within. So when you meditate, commune with your baby. and say, you can never ask when are you coming. They don't work on linear time.
I know that. Yeah. So I don't know quite what to ask.
The question is, what do I need to do?
Yeah.
To bring down now, for you to incarnate now. And they will tell you.
Well, I did do that once, and I did have a strong message come through to say, love myself more. And I do feel that I'm doing that. So, yeah.
Good.
I mean, it was a strong message, actually, when I did it. But I do feel that I'm loving myself more. So I'm like, so what's going on? Maybe I'm being a bit impatient now, I think.
You don't want to be impatient because you're ready now, or you feel that you're ready. So now it's just about saying to baby, what can I do to bring you down now, for you to incarnate now, and for you to stay down, for me to be pregnant with you, and for me to hold this pregnancy through to full term? What do I have to do?
Okay, so what do I have to do to bring you down now to incarnate? Okay.
Exactly. And if you hear a message like nothing, for example, say they say nothing or you get nothing, say, give me the answers with more clarity. And okay. If it's trying to say nothing, like there's nothing you need to do, which is, I've never had a client had that, for example, but in case you get it, say, well, what do you mean nothing? Do I just carry on as I am? And you get that kind of feedback from them.
Okay, right, that's helpful. And okay, so I can do that with like the baby communication meditations.
Exactly. And then, and you can also, not just the baby communication meditations, but the meditation where I get you to commune with your higher self, so in the light of highest truth. And okay. You're bringing in the magenta light, you're bringing in the golden sparkle. So for people that have got my online fertile lifestyle course, this meditation should be familiar to you.
Okay. Which, where would I find that one?
Like, show me meditation. Show me where I'm at meditation. It's also in this, the last section where it's, you know, test to see where you're at, like on your journey. You'll see it in there too, as well as the meditation library. But that's a great one because you've got the light of highest truth and you're asking spirit, you're asking your higher self, which knows everything, tell me the answers. And if you don't get the answers, you need to say to them, show me with more clarity. And this is spirit trying to communicate in a third dimensional way. So there's a lot of metaphors and they are communing directly with you and you are the, what's the word? Like the investigator. You're the one that's meant to know this information. So if it doesn't make sense to you, ask, show me with more clarity, show me with more clarity. And then you can always say it back to them. And is this, am I interpreting it correctly? Is this what you're saying? And then you'll get a clear yes or a clear no. And if you're still not getting that, bring in Archangel Michael, bring in Gaia, bring in your guides, bring in your ancestors and say, give me clarity. Because remember, when you're in this state, okay, you're open and you're receptive for the information. Don't strangle the energy and think, what is it, what is it, what is it, what is it? I need to know in the next 10 minutes because that's the time I'm allocating for this meditation. Spirit doesn't work like that. When you're relaxed, as you know, information will flow. So what I like to do, wake up early in the morning and I sit in meditation. And if I'm in there for an hour, I'm in there for an hour. Like it's just, or, you know, or do it, you know, if you've got children or other responsibilities and you can't do first thing in the morning for an hour, then do it when you've got silence and stillness and peace. And if that's the end of the day or whatever it is, carve that time out, turn the phone off. If you're with other people, tell them to not disturb you unless the house is burning down. You need this stillness and silence. And it's about you just connecting within and just saying, if you're not showing me now during this meditation, show me this week. Give me signs. Give me information. And you will get random signs. And sometimes you'll even have conversations with complete strangers about stuff. And you just think, that's spirit. Or that's my ancestor. That's a message from beyond. That's like so not to do with this person. And it's just the most beautiful experience. So be open to receive. And you will receive, but give, you know, I want to receive it now or in the next week. Show me, tell me, make it really clear. And it's never your head that's making it up, because sometimes you might get an answer straight away and you go, that's really obvious. Because I tell you what, the most obvious answer that people have had is just relax, keep having fun, enjoy life, I'm coming. And everyone's like, oh, is that it? But actually, that's actually a big thing. Every decision you make has to be revolving around joy and all that kind of stuff. So really take on board what they're saying. I have had random clients say, avoid cigarette smoke, inhaling it passively, and eat more pumpkin. Like, random stuff can come. So just trust. You want to set yourself up when you're communing. You need to ask whoever you're communing to, which is your baby spirit. So you'd say, my baby of the light coming to me in this lifetime. My baby of the light who's coming to me in this lifetime. You'll hear a yes. You need to hear three yeses. When you've got the three yeses, you know you're dealing with that specific soul. And you might want to say babies, plural, because there could be more coming down and they might come at different times and whatnot. So just be open. Or you can be specific and say the baby that's next coming down, or the babies that are next coming down, like in order. But you need to ask three times and they need to be of the light. And if on the third time you get a no, then you just, with a lime green cylindrical vacuum, just suck them back up to source, back up to light, and ask the question again. Because they've either come to you because they think you're the light, they're just a wandering soul, or they're from the darkness to mess with you, to give you a bum steer, which is, they've got free will to do. So you just need to command exactly who you are communing with and trust that if you hear the three yeses, you're then ready to go. And you do the same with your ancestors, with your guides, the angels, whoever you want to be working with. Just check three yeses for each one. And then if not, don't get scared. Just send them up to the light.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Fiona. I mean, I have had some interesting stuff with my ancestors that I've asked some messages. They've come through very loud and clear. So, yeah, and I mean, my baby message did about loving myself, and I have been doing work on that. So, and I actually even felt when I did the baby, one of the meditations, I immediately felt like an extra heartbeat in my part, and then the message come through. So it does work. I think I've just lost my way a little bit with everything that was going on in the outside life, and I just need to get back on track. So thank you.
Exactly. Everyone needs to keep this as the main focus. You are a multidimensional being. Do not get absorbed with other people's emotions. A lot of you listening now, you are very aware of other people's emotions. You're empaths, which means you're picking up on emotions that aren't even yours. So you're feeling randomly sad or angry or self-destructive, and that's not coming from you. So you just need to honor that you're feeling this emotion, process it, because you're helping to process it for the planet, and say, I now release it. I'm glad I was able to help the planet and process that emotion. But my focus is my joy, and now I'm back on track with my joy.
Yeah. I have noticed that, because I used to feel a lot of people's pain and really take it on. I've been doing a lot of work on that with Reiki and with you. And wow, I'm really surprised at how much I am not taking on other people's stuff, because even we've been dealing with a lady that sadly passed away at work, because that's part of my job and dealing, looking after her. And I've had girls coming to me crying because they've been struggling with watching it and dealing with it, because it's been quite tough. But I've actually amazed myself, not that I haven't been compassionate, but how I haven't taken on any of it. And normally I probably would have been in tears with these girls, so I don't know what I've done, but it's good. You know, I've still got compassion and I'm still caring, but I'm not taking it on, and that's quite big for me. So exactly.
You don't need to take it on, and you don't need to give them your personal energy reserves, which
that's That's right. So I'm saying I'm out of structure, but I definitely have been doing something right.
You have, which is fantastic. Really beautiful, really a lot of strength there.
Thank you, Fiona.
You're welcome. Before we go on to anyone else, Lenny says, I have a question. Is it true that the baby soul chooses their parents? Yes. This is preordained. Basically, it's a soul contract. You can look up, there's a lot of writers who write this kind of stuff. I know Carolyn Miss, CarolynMyss. She's a medical intuitive. She talks about soul contract. She's got a book on that. There's lots of stuff on YouTube, but other authors write about it too. Yes, you've chosen your parents. I've chosen mine. Your children choose you. However, if you haven't got a soul that's chosen you, it means there isn't a covenant there. A covenant can be created. Now, there's a lot of souls trying to come down on this planet, so there's no shortage. So if you don't have a covenant, don't think, oh, I'm not meant to have a baby. Unless you ignite that covenant, you won't have a baby. But as soon as you ignite the covenant, there are so many beautiful babies that will be wanting to choose you as a parent. Because the mother has the covenant. The mother gives birth to the children. And Gaia is the one that invites everyone to live upon her, to live upon Mother Earth. The men sometimes have a contract. Sorry, they sometimes have a covenant, but they usually have a contract. You'll know if you've got a covenant with your dad, for example, because he's really instrumental in your life. He's a big part of your life, and he's been there to help you grow. It could be positively, it could be negatively. It's a big aspect. Whereas if you've got friends or even yourself, or you've had relationships and that guy just hasn't been around for the child, he only had a contract. That was what he was meant to do. He wasn't meant to play a big role. So that's just how things are preordained.
I just wanted to ask, I bought option 3 in terms of the meditation and your one-to-one. Will you email everybody at a certain point?
Yes. Basically, you've got the extra workshops. So you've got the workshop on how to manage your emotions.
Okay.
You've got the workshop on how to manage your mind. Mm-hmm. And we are physical. Mm-hmm. That's our third layer, and we interact in the third dimension. Mm-hmm. We've got a second layer and a first layer. Our first and second layers are unconditional love and God. So we have God within us. We have the we can create our own world. God is experiencing life through us. Our fourth layer is our personal space layer. So you know what it's like when people stand too close to you. Mm-hmm. It feels very invasive if it's someone that you don't know. And that's your fourth layer. So that correlates with the fourth dimension. Humanity right now is expanding into the fifth dimension. And that's where we have, because this is a Christ consciousness planet, mm-hmm. doesn't matter what religion you believe in, this is a Christ consciousness planet. And Christ kept saying a couple of really important messages to us, which was to have unconditional love, compassion, kindness, and forgiveness for yourself and for others. Because when we're in this fifth dimensional state, which we're moving to, it's what humanity is doing right now, we are literally on the brink of it. And that's why we have such oppressive governments worldwide, because they are trying to block this expansion and block your fertility. That's part of the global agenda. But we are expansive, so it's really important that you activate those emotions. You don't have judgment for yourself. You don't hold fake emotions like guilt, man-made emotion. You're freeing yourself so that you can bring this baby down, because humanity is evolving and you are the trailblazer to bring this new generation down of rainbow warrior children. Right now, this is the brink where you chose to be here, and only the best of the best souls are on the planet right now. So you have the potential to do this. And it's about really understanding your opposite to understand who you really are. And your opposite is this third dimensional state where we have been programmed to believe you've got no superpowers. This is just a five-sense universe. You don't have any intuition. You don't have permission to directly communicate with God. You have to go through someone else. This is all lies. You have God within you. You have direct connection to God. You create the world you want. You have superpowers beyond your wildest dreams. And with these layers, you know, we meditate in our eighth layer and beyond. We dream in our seventh layer in our seventh dimension. You know, you are so multidimensional, and this is the language that's important that everyone grasps, and that you have complete autonomy over you, and you have direct connection to your baby spirits. So you have so much control over all this, but if you are limited to what you've been taught at school without indoctrination programs, then you won't realize your full potential. But this is you experiencing the lack in the third dimensional state, and now you're moving into the non-lack, the total abundance, because there is no lack for God. God is abundant. This is an expansive universe. This is an abundant universe. It's why we have the law of abundance. And this is what the workshop that you've signed up to receive is going to tell you. It's going to tell you all the natural laws so you understand what they are and how to use them. It's going to tell you why your emotions are playing out the way they are and how to use them as your guide to tell you, are you in alignment with God and truth, or are you out of alignment? Mm-hmm. In a nutshell, for those that are listening now, if you have a thought or a feeling that feels like crap, then you're out of alignment, because that's not your natural state. Your natural state is literally unconditional love. So our natural state, we actually can't argue. It's our ego that argues. And our ego is there to defend us, to make sure that we are in a clean environment, that we clean our bodies, that we can look after this temple, which is also what Jesus talks about. You know, he said, I'm Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that's actually saying what you are. You are the God, the spirit. You have a spirit within you, a spirit that knows no boundaries, by the way, here to have fun. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Son being the flesh body. So you have this temporary flesh body vehicle. You have your spirit and your soul within, and you also have God. So you are incredibly powerful. Everything happens from outside in. Mm-hmm. You know, so our physiology, our health, our physical health is in response to what we're thinking and what we're feeling. And, you know, it's proven that your thoughts and your feelings actually impact your cellular health. It's going to be turning your fertility on or off. It affects your central nervous system. And these workshops go into detail describing the science behind thoughts, emotions, how it integrates with your solar plexus, which integrate to the nerve ganglia and the compartments that are connecting our gut to our mind. It's incredibly transformational, but that information is going to happen when you're a little bit more subjected to what I can teach you, and you get a foundation, so it's easy for you to absorb that information.
So what are Rainbow Warrior children?
So we have different forms of vibration. Everything on this planet, we are as well formed of waves. Everything's in a wave formation. Everything's a vibration. And what looks solid is just actually particles moving slowly. And the finer the vibration, the faster the particles are moving in their waveform. So that's why we can literally create whatever we want in this lifetime through our thoughts. You anchor it with your emotions and then you create it. So if you truly believe you're going to have your happy, healthy baby and give birth to your happy, healthy baby next year, you will. But you've got to really believe it, and you've got to make sure that you're clearing all the coding and programming and junk that's in your subconscious mind, because your subconscious is the one that manifests what's happening, not your conscious mind that you're currently aware of. So there's some techniques that are involved. And remember, what's impacted your subconscious mind is the fact that you have the last four generations affecting your cellular DNA. So you're taking on all their crap that they haven't dealt with, particularly if you're the eldest child. You will take on all the crap that your parents, both bloodlines, didn't process. So going back to the Rainbow Warrior children, up until the year 2000, we had the seven main chakras, and we had that chakra based system. So chakras are energy vortexes that connect us to the universe. They are tied in with our emotions and tied in with the nerve ganglia that run along the spine, that goes up into the brain and connecting from the base of our spine. And I talk about this in a lot more detail in my online fertile lifestyle course. And I talk about the different colors and the vibrations and all that kind of stuff. So I won't go into too much detail now. But from the year 2000 until the year 2012, we had a new strand and a new chakra coming down, a new crystalline strand of consciousness. And as these strands of consciousness were coming down, I mean, they're still coming down, I should say, but the timing has changed because time is not linear. Time is like a spiral. And now people can have 22, 28 different dimensions, different chakras. I talk about up to 14 chakras and the 14 dimensions in my course, because not everyone is beyond that. It's a different level of consciousness that we can move into. We all have the ability to do it. It just depends on whether we want to do it. We've all got free will. So going back to what's happening with a new crystalline structure coming through. So we have like ruby crystalline structures, you know, blue diamond structures, emerald structures coming through. And basically each crystalline structure that came through from year 2000 to 2012, a specific child was associated with those strands. And that would mean that our chakras would expand. So traditionally, for example, the throat chakra was turquoise when we have the seven main chakra system. But that's not turquoise anymore. It's ice light blue. And the turquoise has moved down between the heart and the throat to the thymus chakra. And this thymus chakra or energy center only illuminates when our solar plexus, which is our self-confidence region, and our throat and heart are all balanced and activated together. So when they're all balanced and activated together, then that thymus gland chakra, which is turquoise, will illuminate too, et cetera, et cetera. So overall, you don't need to worry too much about it because the main chakra is your heart. Your heart is the perfect blend because each chakra, like the lower four chakras correspond with different elements, etc. But your heart is balanced yin-yang, masculine, feminine, light, dark. It's that balanced polarity. And it's feminine at the base, the yin energy. It's green. It connects with the healing of Mother Earth. And it's pink at the top, which is the energy of Father Sky, because traditionally pink is a male color. It was just changed in the Victorian era to make it a color for boys. Sorry, from boys to girls. So made blue the color for boys, but it's actually not that. So when you have this beautiful pink and green combination and it works with the element of air, it's actually your portal to expansiveness and to God and to the spirit world. So everything I teach with all my clients is to open and soften your heart. That's the main thing. And when this chakra is open and soft and activated, all of the chakras will be balanced, open and soft and activated. So your chakras move energy in both directions, by the way, bringing energy to you and from you. Out into the world. So there's a lot of stuff that we can talk about with chakras. I do, if you have a look at if you go to Vimeo and you look at the fertility yoga options on there, there's one specifically for chakras. And so that's a beautiful thing that you can dive into. It's separate to my online course, but it's just accessible to everyone. So with regards to what's happening, so after we had these 12 crystalline structures coming through, it then became the Rainbow Warrior babies. And that's what's coming through now. I don't know what the next phase will be. I just know that that's what we've got. And so from 2013 onwards is a Rainbow Warrior child. And they are extremely gifted. They are leaders. And they are extremely sensitive. You think you're sensitive? These babies are way more sensitive. So they cannot be exposed to physical, mental, or emotional toxicity and expect to thrive. They are destroyed by a lot of the toxins in this environment. So when I say destroyed, their potential is really dampened and they need to have their mother, you, communing with them from the heart, not from the head, not from the ego, but from the heart. You cannot be in the head and heart at the same time. So that's why my course helps you to start communicating with other people from your heart. And if you've already got children, then you know what it's like when you commune from your heart or you commune from your head. And when you commune from your heart, they listen and they feel seen and heard. And you feel seen and heard. When you communicate from your head and you're using your ego, like with anybody, then you don't feel seen and heard. The other person doesn't feel seen and heard. And that's why we start yelling. We yell because we're not being seen and we're not being heard because we're not coming from our heart. You can practice this technique. And I share this with my private client sessions a lot. Say there's someone that's difficult for you to communicate with. And there's always going to be someone, could be a random bank teller or whatever, or someone in your life. I want you to pretend that you're having a conversation with your future 2-year-old child or 3-year-old child, okay, that you're waiting to bring down to earth. How would you communicate with them? Because obviously they're going to be asking you these kinds of questions from the point of love, and you need to respond on that level, and you naturally want to respond on that level. So you can't get really angry with them. You just have compassion and you explain things in a way that they would understand. So that's a beautiful way of learning how to be in your heart. You can just place your baby's face onto someone else's and communicate on that level. So I was literally just recapping, making sure that everyone has got a fertile lifestyle routine, something that they do every day that's going to be detoxifying themselves, helping their mind to detox too, therefore having some mind mastery, focusing on positive thoughts, having it their gratitude list, and then going into a state of meditation. Now, go onto my YouTube channel, Awakening Fertility, and look at all the different videos there, because I talk about mind mastery stuff, I talk about meditations, I talk about fertile lifestyle tips. Dive into all of that stuff. You'll be able to create your fertile lifestyle routine from there.
Yes.
But it's important that you detoxify so that you can clear what's blocking the cells and blocking you energetically. And then you bring the energy in. So you must be harnessing energy too, because fertility needs energy. But there's no point filling yourself up with energy if you can't do anything with it because you're not detoxified. Mm-hmm. The other thing is you're bringing higher energies into you and you're not grounded. It's going to make you feel woozy. It's going to make you feel hot. It's going to make you feel disconnected. You're going to want to pull out of your meditations and energy harnessing techniques. So always ground. So always start your routine calling in, you call in Archangel Michael to help me ground and disconnect. Now, archangels, by the way, are like huge corporations. It's not just one angel. It's a huge corporation of angelic beings. And every spirit being has a pact, and they all stick to the universal codes and laws, which is what I teach you guys in the Mastering Your Emotions seminar. They all have a pact. They will not intervene unless you ask, and you need to ask daily. So remember that. It's the biggest untapped resource for humans, this whole angelic realm. Okay, so I spoke about physical exercises for fertility, and I did highly recommend fertility yoga, fertility qigong, swimming in the ocean, and also walking in nature. And the thing with walking, if you want to balance your hormones, you just take a casual walk. It's not like I've got to keep exercising and keep my heart rate up for 20 minutes. That's a weight loss walk. You do the weight loss walk when your hormones are in balance, and if you don't know if your hormones are in balance or not, you can easily get a test. And if you've got too much estrogen, for example, then you want to just start the day with a very slow, leisurely walk. And when you've got more energy, you can then do a high-powered fast walk to get the heart rate going. Skipping is a good thing as well to get the circulation moving, or like rebounding on a trampoline. But high-intensity exercises are not ideal for fertility unless you are the type of person that feels completely invigorated, you don't feel exhausted, you feel so full of joy after a HIIT session. Not everyone does, because the thing is your exercise choice needs to build energy from you, build energy, not take energy from you. So that's how you'll be able to work it out. And some days it'll be some exercises, some days another, but ultimately what I get people to do is start doing exercises that you can do when you're pregnant, because you then have that easy transition. You know, you don't want to have too many sudden changes when you're pregnant, because especially when you're having children, as you get older, any sudden changes to what you do with your lifestyle can cause shock for your system. And if you're too sensitive, the shock can lead to miscarriage. That's quite extreme, but I do like to let people know big extremes and be a bit more conservative. So breathing techniques, check out what's on Awakening Fertility on the YouTube channel. There's some powerful techniques there, and also in my online Fertile Lifestyle course. So I didn't demonstrate any techniques because there's already stuff for you guys to access. Sleeping patterns, I spoke about the importance of sleep hygiene, having a dark room, no light, no jump light, no Wi-Fi. Really important. Maybe having a shungite crystal, you can get that from Powerfully Pure. And then we spoke about gridding your home. So that's when we use crystals. Now, the reason why crystals work to heal us humans is because we're actually made of silica when we were created. So the silica in crystals, which is why crystal healing is a genuine thing that works. That being said, there is an American Indian saying that you will only heal by the healer that you think you'll heal from, or the modality that you believe in. So if you don't believe in crystals, you don't have to go out and start buying crystals just because I mentioned them, because you already have that limited block there, and you don't believe it's going to work, therefore it won't work. That's how powerful your mind is. If you're like, well, maybe it will, I'll give it a go, that's great. And if you're like, if it works, yeah, I'm definitely getting it, and this is going to work for me, even better. So you can see the power of intent. Everything is about intent and intention, and how conscious you are, how aware you are, how open you are. So I talk about different crystals. I recommend the shungite from Russia. The Powerful Pure range has certified shungite from Russia, which is very good for getting rid of Wi-Fi. It's also a dark crystal, therefore it's good for grounding, helping with your meditations and healing. And then you can always charge, so you put one in each corner of the room or one in each corner of the house, and then you can charge one up in the center, which could be, again, it could be another shungite, or it could be like a quartz crystal. And that, because that is just a transmitter of other energies. Now, we're working with your crystals. Remember, you need to cleanse them and program them. So you hold it in your right hand because that's an extension of your heart energy, which is the portal to God and all other power. And you cleanse this for my highest good. And then you set the intention, which is to keep Wi-Fi and electromagnetic frequencies or smog or negativity out of this space. And that's it. You know, you've created the intention. It will work with that intention. Then I spoke about the different use of pots and pans, and stainless steel is good, Pyrex is good, water purifiers is a very tough thing for me to answer because I haven't found a water purifier that I totally love. I have got a Kangen water purifier, which I use and I'm using consistently nowadays. Kangen water purifiers are what you're interested in, let me know and I can give you a discount. But if you're unsure, then just keep doing your research. But you need to have clean water. Tap water is so toxic, and there is a massive link to tap water consumption and miscarriages and even preventing you from even being able to get pregnant. Unless you have, you know, local rainwater and it's, you know, that's fine, but that's obviously not coming from your mains tap, which is recycled toilet water. Plus all the chlorine causes cancer. Anything causes cancer will cause fertility issues. So you want to avoid all the chlorine, try to get a filter for your showers as well, so you're not bathing in chlorine, and staying away from chlorinated pools. Try to use salt pools. Salt's very healing, or the ocean's even better because the negative ions. You can also have plants and essential oils that purify the room. And I mentioned mother-in-law's tongue, and peace lilies are also very good. Ivy's very good. Essential oils such as medical grade frankincense. Again, you can get this from the powerfullypure.com shop. It posts all over the world. And it's medical grade frankincense, which means it's so, so, so pure. You can put it topically on your skin, in your mouth, in your water. You know, frankincense was given to baby Jesus for a reason. It's worth more than gold. It is a purifier, physical, mental, emotional purifier. It keeps negativity away. It's also antifungal, antiviral, and antibacterial. So that's the thing you want to be utilizing to keep your fertility enhanced. Everything's graded from medical grade down to therapeutic grade and food grade, and then down from there. Okay. So, you know, even looking at bath salts, you want to be going for therapeutic grade or food grade. Anything that's literally going to be absorbed onto your skin needs to be clean and pure and edible. So no fragrances. Avoid sodium benzoate. It's a really common preservative that is supremely toxic. Have a look at my YouTube channel. I talk about different toxins and things to avoid on labels. And there's a link to an article that I've written that goes into massive detail. Do not consume or purchase body care products that have any of these ingredients. So please go and have a look on that YouTube channel and absorb that information. Print it off if you need to as well. Really, really important for your fertility. Because this kind of stuff didn't exist for our great grandparents. It's not natural. It's highly toxic, and it accumulates. Toxins accumulate in the body, thickens the blood, and it causes menstrual pain and PMS symptoms and fibroids and endometriosis. And you know, we wonder why we're not thriving. You've just got so much toxic exposure. You know, it's it's one of those things. So remember, the body's a self-cleaning machine. So as long as we put ourselves in that ideal environment, it won't take long to replenish itself. We have a whole new body every 7 years. Mm-hmm. We completely regenerate every 7 years. If you have the same disease lasting every 7 year cycle, you've got the same mindset holding that dis-ease in the body. So I spoke about obviously creating good eggs, good quality eggs, which is everything we've spoken about so far. So eating the right foods, the right supplementation, detoxifying, sleeping well, managing your stress, because stress turns fertility off, and managing your thoughts and emotions. That's also key. So that's how you create good eggs. And it takes 9 months, because actually people say your egg health regenerates every 3 months. It's actually 9 months because you're working with your follicles and your follicle health, and your follicles take 9 months. So the past 9 months from today to 9 months ago will show the or reflect how healthy your eggs are going to be based on how clean your thoughts, emotions were, your food intake was, your body products were, all that kind of stuff. Trying to change your thought processes and help with overthinking and how to calm the mind down. So again, I always talk about this as a main theme, but before we go today, do you want clarification on how to change thought processes or how to stop overthinking or how to calm the mind?
I'd really love to hear anything you've got to offer on that, because I've been struggling a lot lately
with, okay,
calming
the mind,
thoughts, and particularly overthinking everything. And it sort of drives me crazy, so I need to get out of that cycle. It's almost like a vicious circle. The more I try to, the worse it becomes. So any tips you can offer regarding that would be great, please.
Definitely. And I saw some people nodding their heads, so let's dive into this. So, okay, our mind is like a muscle that we haven't quite worked properly. It's like, you know, when you go to the gym and you start working new muscle groups and you go, oh, I never even thought to use that muscle, and it's quite weak. And that's how the mind is until we start training it. So we were usually never really trained on how to do it. It's not until you start meditating or you start looking at some self-help books and you start reprogramming your mind, because we are hardwired to be programmed. So in the first 7 years, from actually the first 9 months in our mother's womb to the first 7 years that we're born, we are literally, our brain is in a state to just absorb everything so that we can be integrated into society. So we are literally a sponge and we're copying everything. And that's for survival. So that's why it's built in. And then we go to school in the beginning of those stages too, and we're beginning to be indoctrinated about things. And we pick up then from there onwards information from mass media about different types of programming. So what we need to do is create some space to go within and to meditate. Meditation is our best medication. And there is a lot of false agendas and false programs that have been put upon you, and not just you, but the last four generations, because you are incredibly powerful. And if you don't realize how powerful you are, then other beings and sons of darkness can harvest you, because you're not utilizing what you've got. So you've got 100% capability to be, do, and have whatever you desire in the easiest, most joyful way, but you're only activating 5 or 10% of that possibility, and you're in unconscious programming mode for the rest of it. They're saying, well, you're not accessing that energy. We'll access that energy. We'll access that potential. And we'll just keep you programmed to believe that that's as good as you're going to get. And that's exactly what is happening. So when you start going into meditation and you're being responsive to spirit, who's going, hey, this containment isn't for you. Like, you are expansive and you are multidimensional, and you can be, do, and have whatever you desire. And they're constantly feeding you the inner truth and the inner guidance. And so at the moment, when you're overthinking things, it's because you've got these polarities of the social conditioning, which is like a, you know, restrictive jacket, so to speak, that's keeping you contained. And then there's your inner, literally it's your spirit that knows no boundaries, going, come on, let's just break free of this. But it's that transition, and especially as no one else around you is possibly doing it or going through it or talking about it, it's difficult for you to make that transition. So your mind is just going 1,000 miles an hour. And the more you can anchor into being grounded, so get out in nature, and sometimes the best thing to do is just lay down in nature. Lie down with Mother Earth feeding her energy into your adrenal glands, which is your body's batteries, close to the surface of your skin, your lower back. Looking up toward the sky, look at the sky every day. I love the sky. And you see trees waving at you and connecting to their levels of consciousness, where they are cleansing and purifying you, and you are raising their vibration and they're raising yours. It's this beautiful thing that can happen when we're in nature, which is our natural state, to just be. You don't have to be doing anything. You are being, not overthinking. So just being in that stillness, being in the present, that's incredibly powerful. So that's what will help to slow the thoughts down, being grounded, being present. And when we give our energy to our ego, it's like we've been trained to give our energy to our ego, and it's like our ego really only has the intelligence of up to an 8-year-old. You wouldn't ask an 8-year-old, oh, what should I do with my life and all this kind of stuff. They just don't have the mental capability. You gear these kinds of questions within to your heart. Go within, open, soften. You've got divine streaming connection moving through you when you do that. Your head can't do that. So it's like, you know, an 8-year-old. So you need to be able to practice meditation. And there's different types of meditations for different personality types. And if you had scary situations in meditation, don't worry. It says that you're incredibly powerful. And the beings that are harvesting your energy are wanting to scare you out of that. Because if you become expansive, you're going to not allow them to take your energy anymore. And the best thing you can do to prevent other beings from harvesting your energy is to activate your empowerment. Step into your empowerment. Activate your self-confidence and your self-worth. And when you do, there's nothing for them to harvest, because you've taken it all. You're like, I am taking my greatness, my brilliance, my radiance, my intelligence, my inner knowing, and I am shining bright, and I am not in a state of fear. And when you own it, you're untouchable, okay? Because the powers that be, the only power they can manipulate is your mind, and your mind is incredibly powerful, but you have the choice to give your thoughts and your beliefs to authority, or whether you decide to focus on what brings you joy and activates your inner knowing. So you consciously have to make this decision every single moment of every single day. Does this thought make me feel good? If not, it is not the truth. Really plain and simple. And if you think, well, I don't know what the truth is, just open your mind, open your mind, open your mind. And to open your mind, just open your heart, because your heart will help to open your mind. And it's when you start opening your mind, you can literally feel the cogs of the brain just churning. It's like a new muscle group being activated. And the thing is, the more you open your mind to possibilities, the more your mind, new neurons and begins to fire off in the brain, basically. And new aspects of the brain will open up to give you more skills, abilities, superpowers, information, intuitive guidance. So it really is about choosing your thoughts, being conscious with your thoughts. And it will feel clunky in the beginning, but you need to build that habit up. So you also, this is where the importance of gratitude comes into play. Do your gratitude list, it puts you in a state of abundance. Otherwise, you have been pre-programmed to be in a state of lack. This is not the truth, which is why you feel bad when you feel that you're lacking something and other people are getting pregnant easily and you're like, why is it not happening to me? Well, you're in lack mode because you've just asked, why is it not happening to me? You're being in a victim state. And when you're in a victim state, what does that mean? You're begging for someone to be an oppressor because you're a victim. So you're calling out to be oppressed. So it's like, No. I'm choosing my thoughts. I am so fertile. I am so fantastic. I am so whatever you want to be is your reality. And you own your empowerment and you step into that. And what can also help to still the mind is meditation. Even when you dream, your mind is just churning away. The one time you can give your brain a rest is to meditate. So when you're overthinking too much, get grounded, get in nature. Salt, negative ions are very good. So you can even do like salt cleanse, salt baths, etc., salt crystals. And it's got to be clean salt. So the Celtic salt is the best salt because the Himalayan pink salt has heavy metals in it because the way it's extracted. And so you don't want to do the white bleached salt. You want to have the Celtic sea salt is gray, it's not bleached. Okay. So that's how you can calm your mind down. That's how you can remain empowered. That's how you can become pregnant this year if you want to be.
Thank you. That's so helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Honestly, we humans are so much more powerful than we realize, but now is the time to realize it, and now is the time of the great awakening. And all of humanity is doing it. So it's a beautiful time to just seize the energy. Don't get caught up in the false narrative that is swirling all around you. Don't give your energy to other people. Really, like, you know, we were discussing this whole session today. You can listen to people. You can be there for people. You can be compassionate. Do not give your energy to them. You draw energy from Mother Earth and Father Sky the whole time. Never use your own energy. Your energy is for your fertility, for your physical body. And it's infinite source of energy streaming from Father Sky down through your crown and from Mother Earth up through the soles of your feet. Just tap in to receive it. You don't even have to meditate to do that. You can do it right now, just as you're simultaneously listening to me. Feel the energy and command, Mother Earth, bring your energy up through me. Father Sky, bring it down through me. Where does it go? It goes into your solar plexus for self-confidence and your heart for giving you that access to your greater wisdom. So just keep drawing it in. And I also do things like I wear red underwear. Red's very grounding. So I've, you know, put on my knickers and I'm like, these are my power knickers of the day. And I'm grounded and I'm strong and I'm focused. And you just set yourself up like that. Or if you want to activate more self-confidence, wear yellow or gold lingerie, you know, like, or pick a flower that you look at that's on your desk. Or, you know, there's many ways that we can use color therapy and therefore activate the mind to remind us to keep programming us. Well, this is my state. This is who I am.
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah.
Going back to the messages that we receive, very randomly I receive an answer to what I have to do to move forward. And the answer that I got was that I need to anchor the energies, that the future is there for me, the one that I want. It's like the highest life, exactly. It's everything is right there. But right now is the moment when I need to anchor the energies of love, anchor the energies of the future that I want. how do I anchor energies?
Okay, number one rule for your life is joy. And remember, your brain and your body are hardwired for things to be easy. So all you need to do, as Jesus said, ask and you will receive. Ask Mother Earth, because you are anchoring to her. You're here on this planet for a reason. Yes, you're a soul in this physical state. That's why it's important that you anchor into this earth. Mother Earth needs you to anchor this energy. You need to anchor this energy. You're this conduit between spirit and earth, and you're here birthing other beings to keep improving Mother Earth. That's why you've graced her. So call upon her and say, help me today to feel grounded, to feel connected, to anchor into you. Use visions. The mind is powerful. So you can use any kind of a vision. I like to activate my energetic umbilical cord, and I connect it from my core to the very core of Mother Earth. Other things is where you feel Mother Earth opening up and just holding you from her inner essence, her inner core. Or she's holding you in her womb. It can be another thing. So then you're really anchored. If you think about that whole imagery, like if she's holding you in her womb, you are anchored to Mother Earth. We might want to visualize an anchor. Some people, for meditations and stuff, that will feel that they'll visualize a weight that weights them down onto Mother Earth. And they're like this balloon on a string that just bobs around, connecting to different messages in the ether. Whatever works for you, it's your mind, it's your life, it's your world. And you are as powerful as these thoughts are that you're projecting. So know that it's that simple. You can just be doing this simultaneously whilst listening to me, feeling that you're anchored into the earth. And you'll know when you feel anchored, because you feel a heaviness. You feel an energy in either the base of your spine or your feet. You bring that awareness there. And when you're grounded and anchored, time slows down. However, at this particular moment in time, all timelines have been removed and time is literally a free-for-all right now. So you might feel that time is just like buzzing around. So just ground and get really clear with what you want. It's all about clear focus and intention, and you'll get it if you're clear. Spirit is constantly wanting to give you what you want. This is the abundant universe. You know, ask and you will receive. These are all part of the universal laws. But if you're a bit blurred with what you're asking, they can't give it to you. They literally come up because it's like, well, you want it, but you believe you're not going to get it, or that you're not worthy of it, or it's too hard work, or whatever it may be. And they're like, we're trying to give it to you. And then you'll see different signs that it's kind of happening, then it doesn't happen, then it kind of happens, then it doesn't happen. So it's about you really anchoring, getting strong, reclaim everything back to you first. So you literally reclaim that you are an autonomous, sovereign human being. Nobody owns you. You are no victim. You've experienced all this other stuff to this present moment that hasn't worked for your fertility or hasn't worked for whatever it may be. And now you're embracing the whole of you. And you just reclaim everything that is rightfully mine. I'm returning to me. Everything, every child that wants me to birth them, bring them to me now. Like, you just, whatever it is, yeah, you can handle anything and everything. Own your confidence. Own the world that you want to be creating. Don't give your thoughts away. Do not let your thoughts of lack, the conditioned lack, which have been hijacked anyway, to continually keep you in that state of feeling like a victim, because that's not the truth. The thing is, you've been conditioned. You've got that program. It's like a computer program. You need to remove the computer program. How do we remove it? We override it with an update. This is the new update. The whole of humanity is updating and upgrading right now. So you're doing it with everybody. And there are a lot of people that are still asleep that don't understand multidimensionalness. So you're picking up on their fear. And like I say, if you're an empath, you're probably feeling scared yourself, but really you're not scared. It's just other people's emotions. So it's about really getting clear. And the opening question that we had today reminds me of what I wanted to say then, which is the closing point. You are not your thoughts and you are not your emotions. You control your thoughts and you control your emotions. If you allow your thoughts and emotions to control you, you have no life. You're here to be happy. You're here to thrive. You're here to be expansive. And the more you can be abundant, the more abundance is planted, not just across this planet, but the whole of the multiverse. And the rest of the beings in the multiverse are waiting for humanity to catch up, because we need Gaia to raise up to this next level. And the time is now. And you guys are at the forefront. You are the pioneers that are bringing in these powerful Rainbow Warrior children who are saying, I'm ready. As soon as you step up into being confident, you can activate self-healing, you understand how powerful you are, because then I'm ready. Then I'm coming through, because that is the truth. And your baby is not a better version of you. They are 50% you, with all of your lack beliefs and all that kind of stuff, which is why I'm not believing that anymore. That is just a false belief to keep me small, and I am so expansive, and I am worthy of all the joy that life has to offer, and I'm claiming it now.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's a powerful time. Like, this is the time. And you guys are the ones birthing these powerful babies all across the planet. And there are lots of babies lining up for you guys, like more than you would probably want to birth, because you're already at that forefront of, you know, I'm connected to understanding my greatness, and my baby is going to be nourished in this wealth of information.
Fiona, sorry, can I just ask one more quick question, yeah, please?
Sure.
I didn't quite catch the name. I know you have told us before, but I've forgotten. Of the for the covenant and for the babies.
Carolyn Miss, M-Y-W. Oh,
so Carolyn Mist, did you say?
Miss, M-Y-S-S.
Oh, M-Y-S-S. Okay. Yeah, because I was just curious. How do I know if I had a covenant? Could I read that book and find out, or?
You would need to meditate on it. I've also, I've got healers that you could connect with that would tell you.
Okay. So you can meditate, and you know people as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
And as well, if you come across someone, like commune with baby and your ancestors and stuff, and say, bring me someone who can tell me if I have a covenant or not, or, you know, if I don't have a covenant, show me with clarity now, so I can create one. So see who's drawn into your life. See what you're drawn to. See who's out there on YouTube before everyone's getting censored. And there's a lot of censorship on Facebook. There's a lot of censorship on Google. I don't recommend looking at Google. Try using DuckDuckGo, as in the animal, DuckDuckGo, or Brave.com. They're not censored. But there is so much censorship right now because...
there's a
lot of tension happening with us. So,
yeah,
powerful human beings that you are. I would love you and leave you, and look forward to communing next week. We'll be talking about, I've only written four things. So again, heaps of space for you guys to ask additional questions, overcoming brain fog, what to do if you've suffered a miscarriage, choosing to adopt as an alternative option, and also recovering from failed IVFs.